There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Friday, April 13th edition. Hope everybody is ready for a nice 13-game slate. We're almost, one of these days, we'll get that 15-gamer. It's coming. I feel it. We got 13 games on tap. We got some pretty good pitching, and the middle of the pack is pretty, pretty intriguing. I'll tell you that much. There's a lot to like, or at least take gambles at tonight if you make a few lineups. The four-game slate was something. I'll say that much. It had a little bit of everything to it. Berrios just absolutely filthy, and he just shows you why there's many nights where I hate taking aces, but there's certain days where you just kind of have to roll with the chalk. In the $12 single entry, he was 74%. 74%. Pretty darn crazy, but if you didn't have him, you weren't cash him. So it's one of those kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't situations. But let's move on to your Friday, April 13th. Hopefully, it's not a bad omen, April 13th. And we got Gerrit Cole as our top price guy. But before we do that, let's talk about the weather. We have some more windy situations. Colorado out, Washington wind blowing out to center at about 17 miles an hour. Toronto, Cleveland blowing out about 12 miles an hour right center. New York, Detroit, good chances of rain, especially as the game goes on. You got Milwaukee and the Mets blowing out to left center at 11 miles an hour. White Sox, Twins, wind blowing in at about 80 miles an hour, not 80 miles an hour. It's blowing in a bit, but there's 80% plus chances of rain and snow throughout the night. So I am no meteorologist, but I'd be kind of surprised if the White Sox Minnesota gets into play. So don't get your heart set too much on those two teams. Angels at Royals, blowing out to left center field about 18 miles an hour. Chances of rain in that one. And then Giants, Padres blowing in from left center about 10 miles an hour. So you got a good chance, I'm thinking of a postponement in Minnesota between the White Sox and the Twins. And then the Yankees at Tigers and Angels at Royals. Good chances of rain, especially as the night goes on there. It's going to be cold and wet. That Midwest is getting another just thump of bad weather. So something to keep an eye on there. When you're looking at the totals on tonight's slate, because we don't get the Braves at the Cubs day game. We don't get the Cardinals at the Reds because they start 20 minutes too early. DraftKings, you suck. You really suck. But we got Rockies at Nationals, total 9. Baltimore at Red Sox, 9.5. Brewers at Mets, 8.5. Yankees, Tigers, waiting on that one. Phillies, Rays, 8. Pirates, Marlins, 8. Jays, Indians, 9. White Sox, Twins, are waiting on that one. Rangers, Astros, 8. Angels, Royals, 9. D-backs, Dodgers, 7. There's something to keep in mind. A's, Mariners, 8. Giants, Padres, 8. So you have a 9 in Anaheim and the Royals, but that's sketchy to play. You got a 9 in the Blue Jays and the Indians. You got a 9.5 between the Orioles and the Red Sox, a 9 between the Rockies and the Nationals, and 2 totals we're still waiting on. Let's get at it. I already mentioned it. Gerrit Cole is your high-priced pitcher on the slate at $12,100, and he's been nothing but outstanding to start the season. He'll be at home against the Texas Rangers. His last start was at home. 7 innings, 5 hits, no earned, 11 Ks versus the San Diego Padres. Then he faced Texas in Texas prior to that. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 11 Ks. So if you're getting a trend, he's gone 7 in both starts, 11 Ks in both starts. He's got 34.8 and 36.8 DraftKings points. You don't expect that every day. If you do that, that's outstanding. But facing a Texas team that's offense just isn't that good right now. The team strikes out about over 22% of the time. We know how well Garrett Cole's pitching. He's pitching out of his mind. And the Rangers have the lowest total on the slate at 3.2, the lowest by about a tenth or so. Lefties do hit 333, righties 289. So there's always that, you know, question, can Joey Gallo take him deep or Nomar Mazara or something like that? Maybe Church and Profar gets into one or Drew Robinson. Those are the names I'm telling you because you're not as scared of those as you usually would be. So Garrett Cole at 12-1, if you're paying up, is in a phenomenal spot. And he's one of the top-priced options on the slate for a reason. So I have no problem with Garrett Cole if you're going to go that way. Zach Greinke, 11,300 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Zachary Greinke coming off a rocky start at the Cardinals. 5 innings, 9 hits, 5 earned, 5 Ks. Prior to that, threw pretty well against Colorado, picking up 9 Ks and 5 and 2 thirds. It's an interesting start because the Dodgers' offense really hasn't got clicking yet. We talked about it a couple episodes ago. This is just what they did last year. They started out slow. But one thing they aren't doing much is striking out 17% of the time. It's not ideal. Greinke does have a 27% K rate. Greinke hasn't gotten through 6 innings yet in his first 2 starts. Also, another slight concern. He's given up a 35.3% hard contact rate. All things that kind of might worry you a bit, but I do look at him as an option in this top tier. The Dodgers have the third lowest total on the slate at 3.7. Lefties 283. Righties 287. So it's more of a control thing with Greinke right now. And I'll keep taking that gamble with him as we go. Because swinging strike rate is still 12.6%, which is outstanding. Getting a good ground ball rate of almost 46%. So there's a lot to like there with Greinke in a good pitching ballpark in L.A. So he's on the slate at 11-3. Last guy at 9,500 is Mike Clevinger at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays offense can be sneaky, and they've been very, very good versus right-handed pitching this year. If you read that Josh Cole article I talk about a lot, the one he had earlier this week or last time, I think it's Toronto's Wednesday or Monday. They are one of the best teams versus right-handed pitching right now, which is weird because they got a lot of right-handed power. So they're doing really, really good against reverse-handedness or same-handedness in theory. But you got Clevinger, who only got you 15.3 points his last start at Kansas City, where he went 7 1/3, gave up 1 earned, only 4 Ks, but 10 hits. That's what killed him. Start prior to that, 22.4 at the Angels. He's at home against a Toronto Blue Jays team that will strike out at over 26% of the time. That's something to definitely keep in mind. If he can get the walks in order, swinging strike rate's over 12%, which is outstanding for Mike Clevinger. This kid's going to get better and better and better. Toronto's team total, we are waiting on, I believe, is 4-3, which is not bad. Lefties hit 351, righties 263, and that's kind of the thing I wanted to mention because they have a lot of righty bats we're worried about there. The lefties, you got like Justin Smoke, Morales is out. There's not a lot that just stands out right out the gate that scares you. It's a righty-heavy team, and Clevinger can kind of carve that up if he's got his pitches working. So at 95, I do like him quite a bit. So you're 9K and above. I have Clevinger 1, Cole 2, Greinke 3. Only reason I have Clevinger over Cole is I think they have the same potential upside, and he's saving you 2,600 bucks. That's the only reason why. Cole, to me, is by far the top option on the slate. But one reason why I like to do quick hits, and I wanted to bring this up, I like to point out the different ways about it because any, excuse my language, slapdick can tell you to play the top price guy at every position. That's simple. I listen to a lot of podcasts, not DFS as much as regular, just baseball stuff. But every once in a while, I'll tune into DFS just to see what's going on. And I just laugh when the guy goes, oh, yeah, you got to play, you know, Bryce Harper. He's the top option on the slate. No shit. Like, really. I tuned in for this. This is what you know. I'm here to give you kind of a different angle on things, make your mind think a little more to build those different lineups. That's the only reason why I'm saying Clevinger is number one to me. But if you want to pay up Cole, by far, best option on the slate. But that's Captain Obvious type stuff. Let's get into the 8s and the 7K range. Kicking off with Tanner Roark, 8,700 bucks at home against the Colorado Rockies. Man, so much for that theory of Colorado sucking for the first game out of Coors. This team, well, let's say DJ LeMahieu looks a little different these days. If we were still in the steroid era, I'd have a lot of questions because this is not what DJ LeMahieu does. He does not hit home runs outside of Coors Field. And I think he has like 4 or 5 already this year. It's ridiculous. But we've got Tanner Roark, 8,700 bucks. He's always been much, much better at home than on the road in his career. But he's covering off a rocky home start against the New York Mets. But that Mets team did strike out 9 times in 5 innings, which I like to see. And they are hitting very, very good with a lot of lefties in that lineup. Because look at the Rockies. They have a total of about 4.1. Lefties, 359. Righties, 261 off Tanner Roark. So it's the lefties that get you for the most part. And that's where you get concerned. But without Charlie Blackmon, that is ideal. You got Carlos Gonzalez, of course, and a couple other options out there. Maybe Tony Walters catches again. That's not something that should scare you by any means. But there are options there. And I do like Roark at $8,700. The Rockies do strike out over 22% of the time. So at $8,700, there's decent upside with Roark. Always a gamble the way that Rockies team is swinging it right now. But he is in play at that price tag. At $7,900, you got Vince Velasquez. This guy is like, he's always hit and miss. He's Jekyll and Hyde out there. He's $7,900. He's got great, great stuff. But like at Atlanta, 2 2/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned, minus 0.6 points. Then his last start out against the Miami Marlins at home, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks, 24.5. And that's the kind of bipolarness you see with Vince Velasquez. But he's in a phenomenal matchup tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. Team of strikes out over 22% of the time. And a good pitcher's ballpark there in Tampa. If he's not walking, guys, he has a shot to make this interesting. He has that tremendous K upside, which you really like to target. Tampa Bay has a total right around 4. If Vince is off, this could get ugly. But it's one of those kind of boom or bust plays in that mid-price range. That's why I told you starting out this mid-price is really tempting. And him at 79, there's a guy I'm about to mention at 77 that a lot of people are going to flock to because of his hot start. Vince Velasquez has tremendous upside and could put it together a 25-plus point performance the way the Rays' bats can just go ice cold at times. So Vince Velasquez definitely on the radar. Then you got a guy like Andrew Triggs for the Oakland A's at $7,700 at the Seattle Mariners. Again, Seattle's one of those questionable lineups at times. You got Triggs, who's just been outstanding in his first two starts. He's only gone 5 5 2/3. That's one thing I don't like. But he's got 6 Ks and 7 Ks, so 13 Ks and 10 2/3 innings. He's been getting his ground ball working, something you know I like to target when I'm targeting my pitchers. And he's facing a Seattle team strikes out 20.5% of the time. Triggs has got a swinging strike rate over 10, a ground ball rate of almost 50%. And that's the thing that stands out big time at that price tag. I do like that ground ball rate a ton. Seattle's team total is one of the lower ones on the slate at 3.94. It's fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 278, righties 331. So he's got reverse splits out there. But Nelson Cruz might be back tonight. Keep that in mind. He might be back. But as a whole, this is a tremendous upside start from Andy Triggs. Good spot to pitch in Safeco. Lots to like with this young arm. Then it gets a little more interesting. A guy that no one, I think, is going to own, but you always want to at least look at the pitcher against the Miami Marlins, and that's Chad Kuhl. If you're too cool for Chad, don't use him. But he's coming off of 5 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks against the Cincinnati Reds for 15.9. Against Detroit, he got you 12 points and 5 2/3. He's one of those kind of cash game, good floor with a little upside type guys. GPP, every once in a while, he blows up. But I wanted to mention him because Miami strikes out almost 26% of the time. And that's why we like to target Miami. Plus that ballpark, if the roof's closed, great pitcher's park. It's the weather's been pretty warm and humid, so when they open the roof, it does liven that place up a bit right now. So keep that in mind. But Kuhl has that ability to get it done at the same time. He has walk issues and the caveat that lefties love him some Kuhl. But the Marlins, the fourth lowest total at 3.9. Lefties 375, righties 307, so like Justin Bour, Derek Dietrich, those type of bats are very, very live in this matchup and guys to target for value. But when you're looking at a cheap pitcher with upside, Chad Kuhl at 73 is definitely on that radar. The last guy in this range is a guy I really like, and I think he's mispriced. And given Minnesota can't hit the ball, we get it. They're playing well. But Ronaldo Lopez at $7,200 at the Minnesota Twins, given this game, likely to get snowed out. So keep that in mind. But he's had 2 great starts, and so, if, you know, it snowed out, he starts tomorrow, remember this stuff. But he's gone 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, or no earned, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned on a solo shot. In his 2 starts, he's got 5 and 6 Ks, so 11 Ks. He's averaging over 21 DraftKings points per start. He's been very, very effective. 91 pitches his last time out, 100 pitches prior. He's been very, very, very good, showing he's not walking guys. That was always a major problem with him. And when you look at the breakdown, there he is. Minnesota, strikes out over 26% of the time. So another group to just really, really target out there. Big time strikeout stuff. It is concerning. He only has a 31% ground ball rate. So that can be bad against teams like that. But keep him in mind when you're looking at things. Lefties do it 332, righties 261. There's a decent amount of lefties like Kepler, Maurer, Rosario, maybe Grossman, stuff like that. But a lot of their other thumps to know, Dozier from the right side. So at that price point, Lopez is very good at 7,200. So let me rank your 7 and 8K guys for you. Tanner Roark, number 1. Andy Triggs, number 2. Ronaldo Lopez, number 3. Vinny Velasquez, number 4. And Chad Kuhl, number 5. Now let's talk about the bottom of the basement pitchers. We'll start with Andrew Heaney of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, $5,900, making his first start of the year off of injury. We saw Tropiano actually pitch amazing. That's why that Kansas City team can be so tilting. They are better versus left-handed pitching. That is one thing to keep in mind when you break it down. But other than that, you know, Kansas City strikes out almost 25% of the time. Heaney was a good strikeout arm before he got hurt last year. Good swinging strike rate. Lots of fly balls. That is a concern. The wind is blowing out, but there is a chance of rain also in that one. And when you look at Kansas City, their total is 4-3 in the middle of the slate, a little higher in the middle. Last year, lefties hit 341, righties 476 off Heaney. So he was hittable at times, but he also had those starts where he was amazing. He was the prototypical 5 and 6K pitcher for us last year. It was the boomer bust. When he went off, it was great. You could have all the bats, the top-tier pitcher. You could match him with the Garrett Cole and see what happens. But there's other nights where you're just like, well, shit, that's why he was 5 or 6K. What are you going to do? So he has that big-time upside. Kansas City does have some good right-handed bats, and remember the threat of rain. But those are options for you. The guy I'm looking at, and it's kind of interesting because the San Francisco Giants, since I do watch them closely, they are hitting the ball. And I said that going on my Around the Bases preview show with Mo and stuff. I mentioned the Giants' bats being much better. I try to take all the homerism out I can. It's pretty simple when you see them pick up guys like McCutchen and Longoria. Last year was so dreadful, it was just pathetic. They got it done last night, scoring 7 runs. They've been scoring 4 or 5 runs pretty often for the last week or so. They're going up against Tyson Ross. Tyson Ross, once a phenomenal pitcher. He got hurt. He got shipped around a few teams. He's back in San Diego, kind of where he really got his mojo going. He's coming off a good start at the Astros. 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned. He had 2 homers, but 7 Ks. 15.9 points. Start before that got you 11 points against the Rockies in San Diego. He's $5,600, so if he can get you, you know, double digits, you're going to be happy. Gets you 15+, there's big upside. Facing a Giants team that, you know, can be hit and miss. They did get some help last night. At $5,600, I'm just saying there is upside there. The Giants right now are striking out over 26% of the time. That is pretty tremendous. So you got to watch out for the walks from Ross. If he's got that ground ball sinker working, you're going to be in business with him with the K coming every once in a while. The Giants team total, even facing a guy in $5,600, is 3.98. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th lowest on the slate. 6th lowest. Lefties 342, righties 386. Like I said, he has been hittable, but at the same time, he has shown the ability to limit the damage, get you strikeouts, and he's got a low team total he's facing at $5,600. He's definitely on the radar as a punt option. So the pitchers we're looking at here on the bottom, Tyson Ross 1, Andrew Heaney number 2. Let's recap your pitching for you real quick. You got up top at the 9K and above, Clevinger 1, Cole 2, Greinke 3. Remember, it's just Clevinger 1 because you're saving $2,600. Cole is the best option. In the middle, in the 7s and the 8s, you got Tanner Roark, Andrew Triggs, Ronaldo Lopez, Vinny Velasquez, Chad Kuhl in that order. That's kind of how I'm ranking them out there. And then down below, Tyson Ross and Andrew Heaney will wrap up your pitching for tonight. All right, before we get into the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com. Go check them out. It's a new way to play fantasy sports. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. You can play for as little as $1 a night. You have snake-style drafts. You pick your team. You walk away. If someone gets scratched, they let you know. You can make changes to your lineups. They have all sports. Right now, we're talking baseball. They'll have good stuff for the basketball and the hockey playoffs, but baseball, one-man, three-man, six-man, ten-mans. You can do tournaments. You can do one-night-onlys. So many options you can do. It's tons and tons of fun. You know, it's not like DraftKings where you're many guys, like I said, Berrios 70% owned, 75% owned. Only one guy owned it last night in your draft. It's a great thing, super quick, tons of fun. Check it out. And when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports. You get entry into a free $3 tournament, and if you don't like it, they'll refund you up to $100, and they'll call it good. Remember, use promo code SDSports at checkout, get entry into a free $3 tournament, and go try Draft. It's an absolute blast. Check it out in your app store under Draft or Draft.com. Now let's talk about the bats on tonight's slate. We'll start at the catcher's position. You got Gary Sanchez kicking off at $4,400. He's been on a tear. He had a couple homers the other night. Big two-run double last night to kind of bail guys out. He's $4,400 against Mike Fiers. Fiers coming off a really good start his first time out. Not a guy to get worried about, of course. When you're looking at the New York Yankees, they got we're still waiting on their total, but lefty's 338, righty's 358 off Mike Fiers. So obviously, you got to give Gary Sanchez a look at $4,400. The farther down you go, you got guys like Buster Posey versus Tyson Ross is okay. But Evan Gattis at 3,600 against Cole Hamels. Gattis crushes left-handed pitching, absolutely crushes it. When you look at the Astros team total of 4.81, it's third highest on the slate. Again, lefty's 217, but righty's 335 off Cole Hamels. So Evan Gattis at 36 is in play. You got Francesco Cervelli, a guy I like to target. I mentioned him the last few times. He's up to $3,400. He went deep yesterday facing the lefty Dylan Peters from the Miami Marlins. Lefty's 447, righty's 343. So both sides are getting him good. So give Cervelli a look at $3,400. The farther down you go, you got guys like Johnny Lucroy. When we get to BVP, he's crushed Mike Leake. Lucroy's $3,300. The Oakland A's have a team total of a little over four. Lefty's 327, righty's 302. So keep Johnny Lucroy on your mind at 3,300. Then you look a little deeper. If Max Stassi gets the start for Houston, he's been getting a lot of starts, especially against lefties, and he's hitting it really, really well. Nice right-handed bat for the Houston Astros. He's 3,200. So if you don't want to go Gattis and you want a discount, you can go Stassi in that matchup. A guy like James McCann, he's hit lefties really well in his career, going up against Jordan Montgomery of the New York Yankees. Remember, rain is a possibility in this one. He's 3,200 as another option. So the catchers are a little pricier than normal today for some of the ones we usually get down below. DraftKings messing with their algorithm on us here. You got guys like Alex Avila, hits right-handed pitching really, really, really well. He's 3K versus Kenta Maeda. Not really looking to pitch Kenta Maeda, but not really looking to target him either. Still really lost on how well he pitched his last time out. Surprised me quite a bit. I'm not a believer in it, but I'm not a guy to go test that limit just yet. Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres, having a really good start to the year. He's only hitting .158, but got some good time power and an OPS of .568. The reason why I want to mention that OPS, because people will see the average and they get worried, but the OPS tells you what you need to know, because that's like all the extra base hits and upside power-wise he has. And he's like that boomer bust guy. He's got like a 0, a 0, then a 14 and a 15, then a 2, then a 9, and then 0, 0, 0, 18. So it's pretty much all or nothing with Hedges, but he hits lefties well. Time block, we know, can get beat up at times. Lefty's 272, righty's 348 versus Ty Block. So Austin Hedges at $2,800 does give you that kind of, you know, the floor might be hitting the bottom, but the upside could be tremendous. We're talking 15-plus point upside if he gets it going. Just takes one swing of the bat, and bam, he's got you going. He's got that potential. A guy I love to use, and maybe with the lefty Freeland pitching for Washington, Colorado, he'll get the start. But Pedro Severino at $2,700 is a guy I definitely will be targeting tonight. He is playing so well. Matt Wieters came back from the DL, got the start last night, but with a lefty on the mound. Hopefully Severino finds a spot in the lineup tonight at $2,700. I'd really prefer Dave Martinez to put Severino out there over the crappy Matt Wieters these days. That'd be ideal. Caleb Joseph going against Eduardo Rodriguez at $2,700 could be a pump play for you, but I'd rather have Severino at that price point. Bruce Maxwell, if he gets the start for the Oakland A's, he's $2,700. He could be in play for you as well. Martin Maldonado with a flyball pitcher like Jason Hamlin, 27, is an option as well. So check your lineups. There will be some other cheapies that come out down below. But, you know, unlike yesterday where catchers was just horrible, there are some options, some pricier options, but a few down below that I don't mind looking at either. First base, E5, but Justin Smoke, 48, if you are fading Clevinger, could be in play. Matt Davidson, first base, third base eligible, $4,700, having a really good start to the year. He's walking a bunch, which is great to see from Matt Davidson, because that's something he used to never, ever do. And he's facing Lance Lynn, who I believe has a kind of a reverse splits type action. Lefty's actually hit him really well also, but he's been a mess of late. So a guy like Matt Davidson at 47 could be sneaky. The price tag is kind of scares people away, but could have some upside there. Ryan Braun, first base outfield eligible versus the lefty Mats. We know Ryan Braun in his career has crushed left-handed pitching. He's not having the best of years, but, you know, just like Hedges, a 167 average, but a 551 OPS. Something to keep in mind there. Problem is Hedges is 2,800, where Ryan Braun is 46. So you pick your poison there, but you wouldn't be shocked if he got a couple knocks off Steven Matz. Farther down you go, like a Yonder Alonso against Marcus Stroman at 42 for a GPP. Carlos Santana against Faria at 41, I do like quite a bit. Santana's been a hard luck guy. We want to talk average versus OPS, a .150 average of 620 OPS. That is outstanding. Like we talked about him on the Bench with Bubba podcast I recorded last night. Bench with Bubba episode 86 with Vlad Sedler, one of the best fantasy minds in the game. And we talked about Carlos Santana and how unlucky he's been and definitely a buy low candidate. 4,100 versus Faria could definitely be in play. The Phillies, lefties 275, righties 327 off Faria, but Santana's kind of his own breed. Matt Olson at 41 versus Mike Leake. He's a nice play at that price tag. Don't hate that at all. Ryan Zimmerman does hit lefties well. 4K versus Freeland. He can be a nice option at that price point. Farther down you go, like Cody Bellinger, 39 versus Greinke. You're getting a discount because it's Greinke. We know Greinke does give up the long ball from time to time. So Cody could be an intriguing play tonight. Same with Joey Gallo. We know Garrett Cole has the tendency to give it up to lefties. 3,800 for Gallo could be a sneaky GPP play. One of those that you know could be very, very bad, but the upside's tremendous because not many will own him. The farther down you go, you look at guys like maybe Adrian Gonzalez at 3,400 versus Zach Davies. Adrian's actually coming off. He's playing well this year. He had 9 points his last time out. His last three games, 9, 9, and 20. He's playing pretty darn good, hitting almost 300 on the year. I guess ride him while you can. The Mets team told us 4-4-2. It's a little above middle of the pack. Lefties 330, righties 320 off Zach Davies. So a guy like Adrian Gonzalez at 3,400 isn't the worst thing you can do, and no one will own him because it's Adrian Gonzalez. Mitchie Two Bags, Mitchie Moreland is a really good play today at 3,300 because Hanley Ramirez likely out. He had 8 points last night when he filled in for Hanley. Hanley got hit in the wrist. They say it's just a bruise, which sucks. But the Red Sox have the highest total right now on the slate at 5-4. Lefties 449, righties 393 off Chris Tillman. Everyone's going to be stacking the big bats in Boston. I don't hate it, but Mitchie Two Bags at 3,300, hopefully hitting like, say, six in that lineup. Really good option there at 3,300. I like that quite a bit. Brandon Belt, 33, not horrible versus Tyson Ross. Not ideal, but not horrible. You go down more, maybe Jesus Aguilar gets a start from Milwaukee. He, a right-handed bat, power bat versus lefties at 3,200. Someone to keep an eye on there. Other than that, you got Lomo at 3K. It's not great, but not bad. But like Justin Bourne's only 2,900 versus Chad Kuhl. That's a great play if you're not using Kuhl. Yes, Bourne's been very, very inconsistent this year. No sugarcoating that, but when lefties hit 375 off a guy and in their career, he's just getting spanked by lefties. Justin Bourne at 2,900 bucks is outstanding. Last but not least, if you are fading Andy Triggs, Dan Vogelbach is $2,700. So he's another cheap option. I'd rather have Bourne at 29, but Vogelbach at 27 in play. Second base, Altuve is always in play. Dozier not bad either at 47. Zach Cozart swinging it well at 46. Cano at 45. I like Cano quite a bit at 45 versus Triggs. We talked about Triggs being a big-time ground ball guy. If he misses in his career, he has given up some loud contact. He hasn't yet this year. But and he's got reverse splits. Lefty's 278, righty's 331. But Cano at 45 is worth a look. You go down farther, you got guys like Solarte at 42. Not really what I'm looking to purchase that price tag at. Yoan Moncada at 4K versus Lance Lynn. That's on the radar. Ian Kinsler's back. He's 3,900 versus Jason Hamill. Kinsler led off with a homer yesterday. But like Josh Harrison, right-handed bat versus Peters at 39. I like that quite a bit. He's having a pretty good year, averaging 9.5 DraftKings points per start. Does hit lefties really, really well. So keep Josh Harrison on your radar at 3,900. Jonathan Scope, career, has been one of the hardest hitters against left-handed pitchers in his time frame. He's 37 versus Eduardo Rodriguez, another guy to circle on your short list. When you go down, I'm always a fan of Jed Lowry at 3,400 and Asdrubal Cabrera at 3,400. Two guys I have zero problem playing above any of those guys I mentioned. I think price point, price per dollar, these guys have produced like no one's business. I love these two night in and night out. I kind of hate that Cabrera has lost his second base shortstop or second base, third base eligibility he used to always have last year. So you can sneak them both in and get some big time value upside in those matchups. Those were some fun ones there. You go down a little farther, you got like Wilmer Flores, 3,200. You prefer him versus a lefty than a righty, but he's there as a cheapie at 32. Whit Merrifield at 3,100. Yes, he hasn't had the best of years, but he hits lefties really, really well. Had an 0 for yesterday. Prior to that, though, a 5, a 10, a 15. So he is hitting the ball a little better. He's 3,100 versus Heaney. So that's a good value upside type play. Nicky Goodrum of the Detroit Tigers, second base outfield eligible, 3,100 versus Montgomery. Another punt upside type play to look at there. Other than that, maybe Drew Robinson at that's not Drew Robinson, that's someone else. I'd say check your lineups and see what guys sub 3K are in the lineups. Third base, Arenado's always in play. Josh Donaldson. Jose Ramirez at 48, not bad, but there's Matt Davidson again at 47. You got Cozart. But Anthony Rendon at 4,400, absolutely love him versus left-handed pitching. Crushes it. He's going to be hitting usually right around fourth or fifth in that lineup behind Bryce Harper. Nationals have the second highest total behind the Red Sox at the moment at 4.9. Lefties 3.38, righties 3.46 off Kyle Freeland. So definitely keep your eye on Anthony Rendon at $4,400. Love that price point there. Alex Bregman as well at 43 versus Cole Hamels. Another great spot to target those two guys there. So if you want to kind of go down and save some money above those top tier guys, I'd start at those two gentlemen there. Matt Chapman's always in play at 4K. That power upside is insane. Moustakas, another good night last night. He's 3,900. It's versus a lefty at Heaney, so that's not ideal. He has shown the ability to hit lefties last year and a bit this year to start out. So if you want to be contrarian, you can look at the Moose. Again, watch the weather in that one, but he is an interesting option. You know, farther, like Todd Frazier at 36 could be in play for you. Christian Villanueva, the man of 3 home runs in one night, hasn't hit one since. He's hit 212 with an 803 OPS. Insanity. But, you know, his game log, 0-0-3-0. Then he had a 5 and a 12, 0-0-50. So it's kind of a boomer bust, but he's 3,400 versus Ty Block. So definite upside there. Louis Valbuena, 33 versus Hamill. Definite upside as well when you're digging down below. Yolmer Sanchez, 3,300 versus Lance Lynn. You could do worse. I don't hate it if you're absolutely punting the position. He's an option. Same as Brian Anderson at 3,200 versus Chad Kuhl. But this is what gets me. I know it's Garrett Cole, so I don't like Beltre as much, but he's still only 3,100. He's cheap. But the cheap one, and I love Triggs tonight, but if you're not using Triggs, Kyle Seager's $3,100. Kyle Seager's a good baseball player. Off to a slow start. But, you know, his last 4 games, 21-9-0-21. He's starting to hit the ball again. Hit a couple homers in those 4 games. Against Triggs at 3,100, definite upside in that matchup. Let's go to the shortstop position. And it's usually led off by the one and only Carlos Correa at $5,100. He's in play. Manny Machado crushes lefties. I love him at 4,900. If you're paying up a shortstop, that's where you start. That is a great spot. When you're looking at Baltimore, where'd they go? About a 4-1-5 total. Lefties 3.41, righties 3.12, and then there's the Manny Machado against lefties. So you just look at that. Lindor had a good game yesterday. He's 4,800. Didi Gregorius against Fires at 47 is pretty fire. I like that quite a bit. Trey Turner, especially he's hitting towards the top again, like he's been doing with Eaton out. He's 4,500 versus Freeland. He does come into play a little bit there. It's hard. The inconsistency with him is hard to pay that price tag, but the upside is immense in that matchup. You go down a little farther, you got guys like Tim Anderson's okay. He's playing well at 4,300. Corey Seager versus Greinke at 42 could have some GPP upside for you. Then you drop down a guy like Andrelton Simmons, crushing the baseball. He's still mid-threes. He's 3,600, 12 more points last night. I had him in an angel stack last night. He's not getting played because look at this, 12, 9, 19, 12. That's his last 4 games. Playing really, really well, going up against a guy like Jason Hamels, who's, you know, sure, he's boomer bust. Angels have the 4th highest total at 4.71. Lefty's 3.28. Righty's 3.22. He's very hittable. So if you don't want to pay up, Simmons at 36 is in play. He bats like 6th right behind, you know, right in front of Otani and right behind Trout and Pujols and Calhoun and all those, and Upton. A lot of guys that get on base with one of the best offenses in baseball right now. So definitely keep him on your radar. You go down a little farther. And you got guys like Eduardo Escobar at 3,200 against Ronaldo Lopez. If the game plays, that's the big if. Marcus Semien at 3K is a nice value play against Mr. Leak. And then Brandon Crawford at 28. I always look at him if I absolutely want to punt because, you know, he doesn't light the world on fire. He does every once in a while, but he also can get you, you know, 3, 4, 5 points at mid price and you just go from there. Ten of the outfield, you got Harper at 57, Trout at 56, obviously. Stanton, Hoskins, Judge, 52, yes. Betts at 51 against Tillman, 2-4. Sixth price outfielder, you got Chris Tillman. I like that a ton. That's outstanding. George Springer at 49 versus Hamels is great. JD Martinez at 40 against Tillman, great. Nothing against those top guys. Like, I'll play Trout every day of the week. He went fifth homer of the year last night. But you get me Betts and Springer and Martinez at those prices below them. Very intriguing. Conforto at 40 versus Davies, outstanding. Justin Upton's been crushing it. I love all these plays. All great plays. Depends on how you want to stack things up, really. It's really all it's all Captain Obvious plays up top there. But you go down, you got like Shohei Ohtani. Can't hate you for playing him at 46. He keeps getting it done. Three-run triple last night. Got you another 15-plus points. Getting it done very, very well. Mentioned Ryan Braun at 46. You got Chris Davis. Nick Castellanos at 44. I do like quite a bit. It's the lefty Montgomery. That's a good price tag there for Nicky Castellanos. Quite a good play there. But Starling Marte at 44 is one of my favorite plays at this position. You know, you got those top guys in the 5,600. You got Marte at 44. Hits lefties well. He's stealing bags. He had 0 points yesterday, but then 14, 18, 7, 5, 24. So he's swinging it very, very well. Going up against the lefty Peters, I do like Marte at 44 with some upside. Pirates always get low owned, so that's why I like targeting them in good matchups like this. And then a guy like Andrew Benintendi at 4K, that's outstanding. He's been hitting it really well against a guy like Chris Tillman. He's batting second in the lineup. 8, 25, 7, 8, 9, 21, 7. In his last like six games, 7 or more points. In every game, he's 4K with that big-time upside versus Tillman. So give me some Benintendi. D. Gordon at 4K against Triggs, very, very intriguing there if you want to go that route. Jay Bruce at 4K versus Davies as well, another nice, intriguing play there. Adam Jones, not bad versus the lefty Rodriguez at 39. Brett Gardner at 38 versus Mike Fiers leading off. I like that quite a bit as well for some value. Odubel Herrera at 37 versus Faria, very solid play as well. The farther down you go, Hunter Renfro, his power upside versus the lefty Block at 37 could come into play big time for you there. Nicky Delmonico's playing okay. I don't run to play him, but he's not bad at 37. I could see the appeal. But a guy like Howie Kendrick, second base outfield eligible, 3,600 versus Freeland. He crushes lefties. It's in the middle of that Nats lineup, second highest total on the slate. So keep an eye on Howie Kendrick as a target for you as well. Jose Perella at 34 versus Ty Block. He's in play tonight also. Don't hate that. You go down some more. If you're fading Cole, you want to be GPP contrarian. Sin Soo Chu at 33 is good. Nomar Mazara at 33 are both options. Aaron Hicks is back off the DL. He's batting, I think, sixth last night. He's 3,300 against Mike Fiers. Solid-looking play for you. Solid-looking play. Go down a little farther and get to the bottom of the threes. It's not nearly what you're hoping for. Matt Joyce maybe at 31. Cole Calhoun at 31 is still way too cheap. We loved him yesterday. He got us 9 DraftKings points for 3,100. I'll take that all day long. Here's his game logs. 9, 17, 10, 7, 3, 14. Lots to like there with Calhoun at 3,100 against Jason Hamels. So he is in play again at that price point. Way too cheap. Mentioned Nicky Goodrum of Detroit at 3,100. Second base outfield eligible. Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler, 31 are in play. Nick Williams, if he plays 3K, is not horrible. Kevin Kiermaier at 3K versus Vinny Velasquez. If you're not using Vinny, Kiermaier is a very solid play at 3K. Very, very solid. The guy's like all-star potential player when he's healthy. Sure, it's been rocky roads right now, but lefty's at 382, righty's 341 off of Velasquez. So Kiermaier could be in for a big night at 3K if you want to go bargain basement hunting. Farther down you go, Domingo Santana at 3K versus Steven Matz could bring back a nice return. Derek Dietrich against Chad Kuhl at 3K. I like that quite a bit as a value play if you're not using Kuhl. Malik Smith and Zenard Span, $2,900 each. Malik Smith's been playing a lot lately against right-handed pitching, so keep him in mind. Both options for you there at $2,900 if you need to punch versus Vinny Velasquez. Drew Robinson at Texas is $29 if you're punting there. Other than that, Hernan Perez, if he gets a start from Milwaukee at 29 versus Mats, I don't hate it. He's a guy we like to target against left-handed pitching. But check your lineups for anything below that and see what you come up with. recapping your pitching as the bats are done for the night. Top priced guys, 9K and above, Clevinger, Cole, Greinke. Remember the caveat for Clevinger and Cole. Middle price, 7 and 8K guys, you got Rourke, Triggs, Lopez, Velasquez, Cool in that order. 6K and below, you got Tyson Ross and Andrew Heaney to keep you company. Let's take a look at the BVP for tonight as you pretty much got the stacking options. Red Sox, Nationals, Astros, Angels, those are the pretty simple ones. You could look at some Indians. The Mets are intriguing as well. Pirates, there's a couple there I told you about. Freese, Cervelli, Marte, Harrison. Look at the right-handed bats in that lineup. And then there's a few others as well you could target there. BVP. There wasn't much when I looked last night. It wasn't much at all. At least not decent sample size. A Corrado Parra, 5 for 14, two doubles and a homer off Tanner Roark. Jackie Bradley Jr., 6 for 16, double, triple, homer off Tillman. Benintendi's taking him deep. Brock Holt, 7 for 13 if you want to punt to second baseman. Mitch Moreland, 4 for 12 with a double. Mitchie, two bags. So there's some options for you there. Adam Jones has taken Eduardo Rodriguez deep twice. Beckham, Mancini, Scope, Crush Davis all taking him deep. Not good averages, though, at all. Neil Walker, 9 for 19, three doubles and a homer off Mike Fiers. Adrian Gonzalez, 4 for 10 off Davies. Suspedes is taking him deep. Justin Bour, 2 for 2 with a double off Cool. Again, not big sample sizes. Evan Gattis, 9 for 26, a double, three homers off Cole. Mariznick, a homer off Hamels. I mean, Altuve's taking Hamels deep, 6 for 20. Brian McCann's taking him deep three times, has seven doubles. He's 18 for 65. Joey Gallo's 1 for 3 with a homer off of Cole. Lomo, 2 for 3 with a homer off Ronaldo Lopez. Ian Kinsler, 6 for 17, two homers off Jason Hamill. Mentioned him earlier. Trout, 5 for 16 with a homer. Justin Upton, 11 for 43, two doubles, two homers. There's some guys to look at. Corey Seager, 6 for 11 with a double and two homers off Zach Greinke. I mentioned a couple of these guys if you want to be contrarian. Jock Peterson, 4 for 12, three doubles and a homer. Bellinger, 3 for 9 with a double and a homer. Grandal's taking him deep twice. Utley and Kemp as well. You go a little farther. Johnny Lucroy, I mentioned this BVP versus Mike Leake. He's hitting 519 for 38. That's a sample. Three doubles, two home runs. Keep an eye on that one. Lowry, 3 for 6 with two doubles. Nick Hundley, 3 for 7 with a triple off of Ross. Brandon Belt, 6 for 17, three doubles off of Tyson Ross. Some things to keep in mind there. But, and Perella, 1 for 3 with a homer off Ty Block. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books. Check us out on Twitter at TheSports, DeGens, TheSportsDeGens.com. Doc's got your UFC on Fox 29 preview podcast out. Great stuff as always from Doc. Go check that out. Francisco released his Italia Serie A weekly picks today. So those are out for your weekend viewing pleasure. We got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo episode 59 out there talking a lot of the early action and some other fun stuff. So go check that out. Bench with Bubba episode 86 dropped last night with Vlad Sedler from Guru Elite. Go check that out. And we got Mike Warner from Friends of Fantasy Benefits on episode 85 earlier this week. So a lot of good stuff to check out. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric with your questions. But more importantly, join the SD Slack chat. It all starts with you guys. The more active you guys are in there, the more active I'll be with you guys. I got a lot going on. But if you have questions, I'm here to answer. And everybody can help each other out and have it, make it a fun, big community where we can get stuff accomplished and lots of fun there. So check that out. If you need an invite, hit me up. Remember, draft.com, promo code SDSports for a free entry into a $3 tournament. But enjoy your weekend. You have a 13-game Friday night slate to attack. You got UFC on Saturday night, NASCAR, golf, all kinds of great stuff this weekend. You got the NHL playoffs, the big Sharks win last night, NBA playoffs coming up, tons of great sports. Check it all out. Enjoy your weekend. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday 13th edition is in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.